The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Heath Mulligan Project. It's been a busy few weeks. Sorry, I haven't gotten an episode out there, but trying to get back on track. I'm in the car recording today, and today's kind of going to be a combined episode. Yesterday was Karen's birthday. I had the opportunity to preach at Life Point Church in Seneca, South Carolina. Their church is located at what used to be Bounty Land Baptist, and it's right across the road from where Karen is buried. And so me and Kerrison Drake went to church, and then after church grabbed some lunch, and then kind of like is my tradition, I got Starbucks and went over to the cemetery. Didn't stay long, but we had a good time of prayer and just talking and thinking. And it's always just always good to remember. And what I'm finding in my continuing healing process is I am remembering so many little bits and pieces of just very fond memories. You know, just little things that Karen did, little things that made me laugh, little ways that she showed me that she loved me, little ways that she encouraged me. It's a beautiful thing. And I was thinking this morning, you know, what would you do if you could go back in a time machine? And so much healing has happened for me mentally and emotionally. And a lot of it has to do with things that didn't have anything to do with Karen. You know, we're talking things from childhood. And I wish, you know, I wish I would have been healed and whole. And where I'm at now, I feel mentally and emotionally in such a healthy place. You know, I've had so many breakthroughs and, you know, just getting healthy. And I was in the gym this morning and I'm like, man, I wish I could go back. And I would, you know, I would have never gotten out of shape. I would have stayed healthy. And I think we all say that. And I think part of the healing process is working through things like that. I think it's okay to have regrets. It's what you do with them. Like, I'm not going to hold on to that regret. It's when you hold on to those regrets and you let those regrets dictate your attitude and dictate your emotions and dictate your actions, that's when grief becomes really something it's not supposed to be. Grief is a healing process. I believe it can be a growth process. But there are so many things that we do to ourselves that sabotage the work that grief does in our lives. One thing I'm very grateful for in this entire journey is I am becoming more and more in tune with my emotions and also how those emotions work with the stages of grief. And what I do now, an exercise that is very helpful for me, and if you're not aware, the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. And what I will do when I'd say I've had a tough month internally. And what happened is when I find myself getting off course or not really living in the joy that I want to, or if I'm feeling off, if mentally I'm off or physically I'm off or just something's off, I have been able to recognize and analyze internally, okay, what's going on? And for me, the question is, what stage of grief am I experiencing right now? And so I look at, okay, what emotions am I feeling? What am I feeling? And what's that causing me to do? And how does that relate to grief and growth and the process of life? And so what I've noticed, I noticed this about 2 weeks ago, and that's when I meant to record this episode. I noticed that I was experiencing some internal uncertainty. Some internal uncertainty in a few situations where I wasn't sure what to do. And it wasn't that I was in a place where, okay, you got to make a decision. This is imperative. You're running out of time. You got to make a quick decision. Nothing like that at all. But I was processing a lot of information, and that uncertainty was leading me to bargaining. I would say 95% of the time, what happens is, as I'm analyzing and as I'm thinking, it's like this light bulb turns on. And it's like, oh my goodness, I'm bargaining. And it's this eureka moment. And once you realize what you're doing, you're like, oh yeah, I did this. And so bargaining, for me, my interpretation of bargaining is when we say, and again, there was some uncertainty, and I'm like, well, if this happens, I'll do this, and if this happens, I'll do this, and if this happens, I'll do this, and it's almost also, in some situations, it's an internal ultimatum. Okay, if this happens one more time, then I'm going to do this. And then what happens is you start waiting. You start waiting for this bad thing to happen, or this thing there's this thing that you don't want it to happen. But it's almost like you start manifesting this like negative thing to happen so that you can react to it the way that you've prepared for. And what we have to do, and again, if you followed me, you know that for each of the five stages of grief, I believe there's a growth step that we can take. I believe that as much as grief is unpredictable and it is hard and it's like the wind, it's like the waves, you don't know where it's coming from sometimes. It hits you out of nowhere. But I believe even in that, there are things we can do, that there is some sense of control that we can take even in these situations and circumstances that we can't control. And so we'll start from the beginning. So for denial, that step is God, is deepening our faith. Studying the Bible more. It's questioning. It's practicing our faith. For anger, you got to have a release. And bargaining, which we're going to talk more about this in a second. Bargaining, you have to set your intention. For depression, you got to exercise physically, mentally, emotionally. You got to exercise. And then finally, acceptance. Then the word for the F word for acceptance used to be forward, but now it's forgiveness. And if you take those five steps, God, release, intention, exercise, forgiveness, spells the word grief. That's how you can remember what you're supposed to be doing. And so what happened is when I realized I was in my bedroom and I had been laying on the bed, and sometimes when I get home from work, I'll lay on the bed and I'll just, you know, scroll on my phone a little bit, just kind of process some things and just kind of just rest and catch my breath for about 5 or 10 minutes before I cook dinner or move on with the rest of the evening. And I remember getting up out of bed and it was like Eureka. Oh my goodness, I've been bargaining. And what I had to do then is I said, you know what? I'm not going to bargain. I'm going to set my intention. But, okay, life's complicated. And because of the uncertainty and the lack of clarity, I didn't have enough information. I didn't have enough wisdom in that moment to set my intention. Because I'm still, I would say as of this morning, it is March 27th, 2023. I would say even as of this very moment, I'm still trying to figure out what that intention needs to be. And so I've been praying and I've been seeking and trying to find answers and trying to find clarity. And that's the thing, is sometimes it's not as easy as it sounds. Sometimes it's not as easy as an acrostic that spells out a word. But I do know that in this journey and this process of prayer and this process of gathering information, that once I set that intention, it won't remove the uncertainty of the situation, but it will remove the uncertainty of my actions. Because when you set your intention, now, put a pin in that. When you set your intention, you still have to be adaptable, because sometimes circumstances change, right? But when you set your intention, it's all things being equal. And if this situation stays the same, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do no matter what. And I'm going to take these daily steps and I'm going to move in this direction. And it doesn't matter what happens in this I am not going to let the uncertainty of this situation deter me from doing the good and right and godly thing that I feel directed to do. And it's not easy. It is not easy at all. Sometimes life just derails us. And sometimes in our bargaining, when we're dealing with a lot of uncertainty, we're dealing with a maze of emotions. And one thing that intention does is it gives you space to feel and experience all those emotions. But your decision is not swayed by how you feel in the morning. Like for me, my intention is to be healthy. And so my intention is I'm going to go to the gym 6 days a week. And if I don't feel like it, I'm still going. Now, where do I have... So I don't bargain with myself in the bed anymore. I do now. Do I sometimes have to determine, okay, did I just get a little less sleep and I'm not feeling quite right, but it's just because I didn't get a little sleep rather than, you know what, I feel like I'm starting to get a little sick and it may be wise not to go to the gym today. It may be wise to do some other things to help restore my health. That's what I'm talking about. You have to adapt, but you have to I have to know my body of, and there's been days where, oh man, I'm really sore today. I don't want to go. I really don't feel like going to the gym. Well, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to do other stuff. I'm not going to work what's sore. I'm going to work other muscles. And what helps you keep your intention is expanding. You know, I was doing just like 3 workouts, and now working with a good friend of mine, Ryan Hughes, who's a student here, working with him this semester, and he's given me, you know, 7 or 8 workouts. So now I've got 10 to 12 workouts where if my chest is really sore, if my arms are sore, man, I'm going to do this leg workout. Man, if this part, you know, if something's not quite right with a body part, then I've got other workouts that I can do that I know are not going to, you know, adversely affect, you know, where I'm just not feeling it. But sometimes in jobs, we bargain and I remember being in a situation where I was very frustrated and I basically remember saying, okay, if this thing happens, if this one thing happens, then I'm gonna quit. And that one thing didn't happen. And I probably still should have quit. I did end up leaving that position. And looking back, I understand that I did not, I think that lesson, that situation helped me learn there are always things that are out of my control. I can't control other people. I can't control what they say. I can't control what they do. But I can control what I say and what I do. And looking back, if you could go on a time machine, I'd say, Heath, you need to set your intention. And if you're unsettled, if you're unhappy, if you're not experiencing the joy, you have to make this choice of, you're either going to fight to regain all that and you're going to fight to improve and fight to make the best of the situation, or you got to move on. And you can't let the uncertainty and the winds of change dictate what you're going to do, because you can't control those things. I would say, man, we bargain a lot in relationships. Well, if they say this, then I'm going to do this. If they do this, then I'm going to do this. And relationships, instead of being this life-giving dance, this life-giving adventure, they become a negotiation. they become like a middle school dance where you're standing on separate sides of the gym and trying to see who's going to make the first move. And I'm telling you, the greatest, I tell people all the time that everybody needs to have a podcast. Because it's so funny, man, because like even as I'm talking, God's bringing some clarity to some of this uncertainty. Sometimes in life, we tell ourselves that we're going to wait for somebody else to make the first move. And sometimes that's the right thing to do. And sometimes, you know, sometimes the Lord's just telling us to wait. And sometimes we do need to see to wait God move. But sometimes you just got to take bold action. But you also have to understand, when bold action, you have to grow in wisdom enough that when you set your intention, you have to be able to read the situation to know what intentions are good and bad and what intentions are better than others. Because if you set the wrong intention in a situation, let's just say, all right, right here, man, I'm going to take bold action. And that's going to make the situation worse. And sometimes the best intention is not to do anything. And that's okay. Sometimes the best intention is to take a step back. Sometimes the best intention, the best plan, is to understand my intention is to reassess every day. And you set aside time and you do that. And that's part of your day and that's part of your routine. Because sometimes the waters are murky and it's foggy and you can't see. I don't know where you're at today. I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know where you're at in grief. But you're not alone. I'd say more than half the people you encounter today are going through some sort of grief. They're going through some sort of process. They're hurting. They're trying to find answers. They're trying to figure out their next step. They're processing a lot of things. I think that's why community is so important in our current culture. Community where we can share openly, where we can pray for each other, where we can see, oh, man, yeah, I'm not on this island all by myself. There are other people who understand what I'm going through. It's going to be a good day. What's your intention? That needs to be your intention every day. Today is going to be a good day. Today, I'm going to live in joy. Today, I'm going to live abundantly. Today, I'm going to share goodness and laughter and encouragement and truth. And I'm going to share all of myself. And I'm going to open myself up to the possibilities. And sometimes that means you got to open yourself up to heartache and pain. And sometimes that's okay. when you set your intentions, you got to know when you need to guard your heart and when you need to put your heart out there. So I pray God's blessings on you. I pray He would direct your steps, guide your steps. I pray that He would bring healing to your life. I pray He would bring hope to your future. And I pray you would discover your purpose, your passion, and all of the possibilities. So have a great day. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.